One is red, one is white, both are reflective in the light. Neither can say they're a sight, it's Ginger Bear and Albino. One is kooky as he can be, one's just crazy and OCD. Put them together and you will see, it's Ginger Bear and Albino.
This is Julian Ooh. From that Ginger Bear and Albino show, also known as Foul Monkeys. Join us live every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Pride48.com. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Julian.
This is Ricky. Today is Sunday, August 1st.
And 2010.
Wow, that was a weird start.
I know.
And you have downloaded episode 306.
Okay.
Okay. I like it when you talk like that. I like it when you talk like that.
I like it when you talk like that.
Oh, corporate slaves in the room. Yay.
You're welcome.
He's handsome.
Since Lori Dean checked out, then Tokyo Tiffany checked out. So
they had Lori Dean had to go grocery
shopping.
I did
not notice that Glazed West Stone was in the room.
Oh, wow. I didn't know either. Nasty. It doesn't show. Oh, there it is. He's in the room.
He's an idler. he's letting the cum crust over.
Speaking idle, did you hear the news?
That Ellen is off the Idol.
And did you hear who's coming on?
J-Lo.
And Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
No.
I don't see Steven Tyler doing anything good. I can see J-Lo might... Well, she's replacing Ellen. And Ellen added absolutely nothing to that show at all. So she can't do any worse than Ellen, but Steven Tyler to replace Simon, no.
No. I don't see how that's going to work, but first of all, okay, J-Lo, really? I mean, yeah, I guess she's like big in the music industry, but...
No, her ass is big in the music industry.
So, I don't know. And I think they could have found a better person for Simon, too, instead of... Steven Tyler. He's about to die anyway, isn't he?
I don't know how old he is.
He always looks like he's about to die.
Steven Tyler is not hot.
No, Nessa. At all.
But considering your first love was Rod Stewart,
right?
That fits right in with...
Ew.
Yeah.
He's not hot at all. And I don't think he's ever been hot. Like, his mouth is just too big.
Are they going to keep that cunt... Kia Diogardio on there or not?
I don't like her.
I don't either. She's a see you next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And she just seems like snooty to me or something. I don't know what it is. I really
don't
care.
Well, I think
her.
They were the past last season they were grooming her to kind of take over the Simon role because she was getting more and more bitchy and critical like him. Either that or she just needed to be fucked really hard.
Probably just needed to be fucked really hard. Oh my god, a rat just came in the room.
Yeah, no. It's Connor's dog, Lila.
She's so cute. Come here, Lila.
She is a chihuahua.
She's like, no!
No! You will not touch me, Ginger Bear!
Oh, your leg touched me. Oh, I have to go wash it.
Silkwood scrub down time. So, Ricky went out last night.
Yes.
And?
I had a lot to drink.
Was it ignorant there, like it always is?
Yeah, pretty much. You see all the same faces and everything, and whatever. I just go there to drink, really. I don't go up there to pick up potentially hot guys or anything like that.
You don't pick up dirty Mexicans for a quick trick?
No, I sure don't, but I know somebody that does.
Hate it. Where's my notes?
Where's my notes?
Oh, I did something, not change subject, but we didn't finish that one, did we?
Right, no.
Well, you sent out a couple texts last night and tweets last night.
I did.
While you were drunkies.
Yeah, and it was kind of ridiculous. I don't know why I do that.
Because... I don't know, but
David's like, could you get off your phone? I'm like...
He apparently has not known you long enough because you're never, not on that phone.
I said, I have to be connected to the world. I'm a worldly person.
You didn't really say that.
Yes, did. I did. I'm worldly, y'all.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Are you looking for the text messages?
I am. Or actually, I'm looking for your
tweets.
Tweets.
Good luck with that. somebody did interpret one of them, I think.
Well, I just downloaded the official Twitter app this past week, and I like it, but on TweetDeck, you can actually go and find your most recent tweets, which are probably the last day or so, but apparently you couldn't do that on...
Yeah, they have a bunch of stuff they need to do on that, but I still like it better than TweetDeck, because TweetDeck's just too much for me.
Yeah, I agree.
And now that it's free, that I paid for... I paid for the damn app.
Did that make you angry?
Yes! Very fucking angry. I tried to... Audio Boo is cool, but I still don't understand how that works.
I have seen people talk about it, but I have not done anything with it or wouldn't know how to do anything with it if my life depended on it. It's like you trying to figure out my coffee maker.
Yeah. Which now I know how to do it, so all you do is push a button.
Okay. Starting out last night, Ricky said, "Drunkies, y'all." And then you did a video, apparently, that I didn't get to watch. And then you said, "Can I get a what? War?" That's the point you started fucking up.
That means, can I get a what?
And the next one was, Ida Alro Fdibu O Mike, to be gay, I guts.
What?
ITA space ALRO FTB space O space Mike, MIKE space TBE BQAY space I space guts.
I have no idea what I was supposed to say.
The next one was, in all caps, PMF tall, with a picture attached to it. I think that was supposed to be, oh my God, y'all.
Probably.
But it was PMF tall. The next one was, OMG, ye I'm Sursky. In all caps again.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
weird.
Then we got... DRINMIRBYKUALALL.
That's all one word.
All one word.
Oh,
so if anybody
obviously can, that means I'm fucked up.
If anybody can decipher that one, Ricky will give you a prize.
Damon wants asked us a question. When, who, and what was the craziest thing you texted? Do you regret it?
I don't remember, and if I don't remember, I don't regret it. How you like that answer?
Love it, Sarah. I have texted someone. I texted someone, and I was talking shit, and it's supposed to go to someone else, and I texted it to the person I was talking shit about. Yeah.
That sucks.
That really sucks. And they're like, who are you talking about? And I'm like,
my mama. I said it's the wrong person. Well, that segment dragged a little bit.
Yeah, but right.
But here's a good one that you can make fun of me on.
Mm-hmm.
This past week, for the third time in as many weeks, I locked my keys in my car.
Yes. That's the third time in a week, 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Oh, in 3 weeks, you did it once a week.
Yes.
Yeah, you should stop taking your car to work. At least that one. Like, how do you do it? I mean, do you lock it because you usually lock it after you're outside the car?
No. Even with the other car, I just hit the button on the door and close the door.
Oh, see, my car won't let you do that. If you close the door, if you close the door on the inside, or if you lock the door on the inside and close it, it won't lock. It just pops back up.
That's
so you either lock it from the outside or use your beep 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 thing.
Okay. That's the only thing on that goddamn Volkswagen that works properly.
Oh, sweaty balls is in the room.
Your mama's here?
My mama don't have no balls. I don't have anything else to talk about.
You don't?
No.
Well, I had one more thing that I was going to bring up if we were in a gym.
Okay.
I went to Publix the other day, and I noticed a pattern about myself.
Okay.
When I get to the checkout line,
mm-hmm.
for some reason, I will not go to the cashier who's the young white girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go either to an older lady or the black girl or the guy, or I will not go to the line that has the young white girl.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You just don't do it?
I think they're more, first, I think in my mind, they're more judgmental.
Uh-huh.
And the black lady's more apt to buy crap like I'm buying.
Right. So are you suggesting that you buy stuff like a black person? Like your Afro Sheen and all that stuff?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Your moisturizer.
Mm.
How is my diet going, Gavin? Well, let's talk about weight and money. My diet's going actually pretty good. I am down to 260. I weighed myself today.
Cool. Very cool.
So from 318 to 260, what's that? That's almost 60 pounds, 58 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So
you've lost a small child.
I have lost a small child and a small dog. Like two of Finbar. I got mail.
I thought it was the nature going womp womp at you.
Womp womp.
So
oh, it's another call from my mama. I think
we're losing steam here.
I think we are too. Should we do some phone calls?
Well, let me first say that August 31st is my 28th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So if our listeners would like to send me a little shout out or pick me up a little something, you can either, you know, say something on Facebook or check out my Amazon wish list on foulmonkeys.com.
And you can always use our post office box for something.
That's exactly right.
So if you order something, you need
to give me the key for.
Yes,
because you haven't checked it in months.
No, I just checked it the other day and there was nothing in it. I didn't, you know, we don't get stuff anymore. So I guess, you know, all the money that we receive and people just can't.
You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore.
No. 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 No, ma'am. Can I get a no, ma'am, and a...
Okr.
Okr. I love that.
Of course you do.
All right, let's do a phone call. Maybe.
You're fucking it up again.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by Apple's new iPhone 4. Sleek, stylish, and sophisticated.
Hmm.
Haunt Cub, yes, I am actually dieting and exercising. I really haven't changed too much the way I eat, except for I just don't eat out as often. And I try to eat more vegetables and fruits and stuff like that.
Hmm.
But I do allow myself every Friday to eat whatever the fuck I want to eat and as much as I want to eat. So, you know, Saturday mornings I wake up and I'm all depressed. And I'm like, oh, I don't deserve to eat.
Welcome to every day of my life.
Aww. What did I... I tweeted something one day, and then you came home and asked me about it, and you're like, I'm so proud of you.
I don't remember.
It was something like, I don't deserve to breathe or something like that. And you're like, I've taught you well.
Exactly.
But I do exercise a lot. I exercise 6 days a week. Normally, and I usually do about an hour to hour and a half of cardio, and 2 days a week I do weight training. So then Julian just gets up out of his bed and goes to his porch and smokes. That's his exercise.
Hey, I work outside in 1,000-degree heat.
Uh-huh.
My work involves some physical exertion.
Uh-huh.
And I also take care of the house when I get home from work,
right?
So I'm pretty much probably do as much cardio as you do.
Whatever. We'll see.
I don't sit on my ass in a cubicle all day long in the AC.
How dare you?
Well, I'm just saying.
Don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous. I'm just saying I actually get some exercise while I'm working, not just...
I exercise too. I walk.
Hunched over a computer.
Hunched over. whatever.
With your joystick in your left hand.
Usually my right. Mm. All right, let's see here.
Fag Fan Roy asked, what food item was the hardest for you to give up? I can answer that.
Go ahead.
Ramen noodles.
No, because I haven't given those up. I would say Taco Bell is one of them because
and
I used
CC's?
To eat there. And CC's. I have not eaten in CC's since February 1st.
And you're still shitting from it.
Right. I would say also fried chicken because when I first moved in with Julian, I would have fried chicken at least two or three
there
times a
week. There was always a box of Publix fucking fried chicken in our refrigerator. Mm-hmm.
Always, because I fucking love fried chicken. I could eat that shit all day long.
You are a black woman at heart.
I am black. And I'll eat my watermelon, too, and drink my purple Kool-Aid.
Okay.
And my purple Kool-Aid.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. First phone call.
Ginger Bear, I am getting sick and damn tired of your little mechanical hanging up on me. It's just pissing me off. And anyway, I was talking about your grandmother being just covered in a big old corn dump when it hung up on me. And quite frankly, you know, I'm just giving you a little advice. If you're ever out drinking, I know you like to go to that Starbucks, but you need to make sure you've got complete control of your sphincter, because I know how it affects our family, and you might be running home with it, or either that or get a big old cork to go up your butt and sit on that while you're at that Starbucks. But anyway, just be careful, because, you know, it's never nice when you shut yourself out in public. But anyway, listen, I'm not going to be around next week. I'm going to be on a little trip with the church group. So I won't be calling you at all next week, but I can't quite afford this trip. So I was wondering if you could, on your little show, if you could ask for some money to help your mama. And, you know, maybe everybody could donate a dollar for every pound you have lost your weight reduction. By the way, you ought to make sure you drink a lot of coffee before you do your weigh-ins. That way you just shit it all out. But anyway, maybe you could ask for money for every pound you've lost, and then just send a little check to your mama. Make it a cashier's check or a money order, because, you know, I get a lot of trouble when I get just a personal check from you. They don't want to take it. And out of state, and, you know, it's just, you know, it just makes life easier for your mama if you do it that way. Anyway, seems like there was something else I was going to mention, but I don't remember what it was. So thank you for calling. Bye-bye now.
That was...
Your
a
mama,
really long message. She's very winded.
I'm surprised the mechanical didn't hang up on her again.
All right. By my finger. That was a long-ass message, Mama.
It was, but she had to warn you about the colon blows.
The colon blows. And, yeah, I should probably go do that before I weigh in. Just drink a bunch of coffee and then it out. They're saying CC's will kill a bitch.
Yeah, I only ate there that one time with you and Nicole, and I thought I was going to die.
I wish they had a California Pizza Kitchen here. They have one in Brandon.
I ate one in Orlando, and I was not all that impressed.
I love it. I love all their different kinds of pizza. We have another phone call. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Ginger Man, I cannot believe you spoke so ugly about that cute little Miss West. You know damn good and well you love to have the cum all over your face. Wait a minute, that's me. Never mind. But I did want to ask you, when your mama gets her special little telephone, maybe we can do the face-to-face telephone calls. Wouldn't that just be... Thank you for calling.
Oh, mama. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be
ginger bears. No.
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 Oh, trying to make that ass so flushed and clean that you can eat off of it.
Well, apparently you haven't been too worried about your ass here recently, have you?
Why?
Because Ricky's turned into a big old top, y'all. No.
This week, or, well, yeah, this last week, I did not want to talk about that.
We don't have to delve into it too deeply. Kind of like you didn't, but...
Oh, it got as deep as it was going to go. Believe me.
Bend over while I give you all 3.5 inches.
Oh, fuck you. 3.5 my ass. How dare you? It was hot. It was pretty hot, though.
It's 3.75. I
can't. I'm not good with that fancy measurement shit. It was fun, and I hadn't done that in a long time, and it was pretty awesome.
It made you feel like a man.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of a lady.
Well, I don't want to discuss why it even made me feel even more of a man.
Well, you don't have to, but just topping itself makes you feel manly.
Oh, yeah. And it was pretty good. It was awesome.
Excellent. Excellent. I've discussed this before, but I can't do that because my junk doesn't want to do that. So.
Well, at the beginning, oh, was that the
femur? Sounded like a sack of potatoes getting right. thrown on the floor.
Oh, here comes the reindeer. At first, I was kind of like, but then as I got into it, I was like,
please never, ever make that noise in my presence again.
I'm a burr.
No.
No.
No, you're not.
No. I'm a burr and I'll fuck you up.
Ew. Oh. I'm not going to be able to have sex for a week.
Yes, you will. You'll be fine. Believe me, the things I've heard come out of your room and I'm still able to have sex, it's okay. He can hear us. I don't care. Nasty bitch. Somebody smacking your ass.
Well, I got a little drunkies last night, too. And me and Connor got home. I showed him my aggressive side.
Where your power bottom side?
Yeah. He's like, that was really hot.
Look, when mama wants it, mama wants it.
I'm like, well, that's what happens when I get a little drinky. So.
Did you have champagne? What?
Well, I drank a lot of beer and a couple shots and a champagne toast. So. Mm.
What kind of shots were y'all doing?
Hell if I know. Ryan just threw it together. And
those are dangerous.
They tasted good,
though. I did a flaming Dr. Pepper last night.
We were playing Flip Cup, too.
Oh, that's fun.
It was guys against girls.
Uh-huh.
And I told Connor, I'm like, it was weird because the guys at this party won every round.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, the parties I go to, the girls always wins because they're big lesbians.
Right. Because they wear plaid.
They're much more masculine than the guys.
What's a flaming Dr. Pepper? It is it has 151.
151.
And what's on the outside?
I don't remember. Is it beer?
It's beer. It's beer, and then it's 151 in a shot, and they light it on fire.
You light the 151 on fire. And
drop it down into the glass.
And then chug it. I used to do those all the time until it burned my stomach lining and esophageal lining. I'm like, I can never, ever do these again.
Well, you have to blow the flame out before you swallow.
Well, no, I did, and it still
burned. Right.
I think the 151 was still...
I did it, and I was like, oh my God, I can't feel my tongue or the back of my throat. And David's like,
So that's the point where I switched to Jaeger bombs.
Ooh, I hate those fucking things. Jaeger bombs make some people get in their car and lean out of their car and puke and fart at the same time.
Ugh, shut up.
Talking about shit in your pants.
I didn't shit in my pants. Oh my God. Farted.
I laughed so hard. You're like, shut up. People fart and puke at the same time all the time.
I'm so classy.
Classy with a K or a Q. What time is it?
It is 3:53.
Damn it. thought we were almost done.
We can natter for a couple more minutes.
We got anything else to talk about, you guys?
Because, you know, I read online this morning that Bristol and Levi's engagement might be getting called off because he's knocking up other girls and they're posting pictures of his willy online and whatnot. But Bristol said she was not going to marry him now.
How do you feel about that, Sarah?
I don't know. I may have to kill him.
But weren't you going to kill him if he married her also?
Yeah, probably.
You're just going to do it a different way?
Mainly because it's just I like to shoot things, you know.
From helicopters?
Yeah, especially from helicopters. Mm. And also, you know, I want to be able to shoot something from Air Force one of these days.
So you think you'll be on Air Force One?
Oh, yeah, you betcha. Okay. Come 2012, Miss Sarah Palin will be the commander-in-chief of these here United States.
Oh, God.
All 51 states.
So what, when you get, you know, inaugurated, what are you going to wear?
Probably some of our best flannel, or maybe we'll go on a shopping spree funded by the Republican Party.
I was thinking maybe a wolf coat, maybe, or a moose coat.
Yeah, it could be some dead animal.
What about seal? You know, because they're almost extinct, so...
I don't know. I don't think it'd be warm enough for a Washington January.
Oh, okay. A Washington January. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Sarah, before you leave?
I think that's it, but if Levi comes up missing, then don't look toward me.
Look towards the helicopter.
Thank you for calling.
I love Sarah.
Oh, how can you not love Sarah?
By the way, Ricky, thanks for turning us on to Scruff. Yes, there is an app. Forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, there's an app that Ricky said that was kind of like Grindr for bears.
Right.
So you've been grinding and scruffing, apparently.
Yes. Mm. And there's another one, too, called Bender. That one lets them post naked pictures.
Is that like Grindr, except when you're bent over?
And all the pictures of guys of them bent over showing their assholes. You know, like Wes Stone's main picture. It's probably glazed.
And covered in cum.
Ugh.
Ooh.
Mm-mm. That's disgusting. Ew.
Here's my hole. It's my donut hole. My glazed donut hole.
Gross. It's my glazed rosebud, y'all.
Did it wink at you?
It's so loose it doesn't wink anymore.
It flaps.
What was I going to say? I've been talking to on Twitter UK Tom a lot. Mm-hmm. Messaging. We have a lot of things in common, actually.
Oh, really?
He's a pretty cool guy. You guys should go check out his blog and follow him on Twitter. He's awesome.
Cool.
Is that it?
That's all I have.
It's all we got?
That's all I have.
That is not cum glazed ass. It's just lips wearing white lipstick.
Ew.
God. That's fucking nasty. All right, so give us a call, 206-984-3685, or call or text 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Remember to check out Julian's wish list and buy him something for his 28th birthday.
You betcha.
Send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. And if you send something to us and it needs a physical address, then email us. We'll give it to you.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple. And if you guys would like to know who Wes Stone is, go and check him out at the Live It Up podcast.
You can follow me on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys. And you can also follow me on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton.
Excellent.
I think that's it.
I think that's it. We're up to 58 and a half minutes.
So that's good.
We're going to be releasing two little 30-minute shows here.
Aww.
It's Miss Wes.
It's Miss Wes.
The unglazed
Miss
Wes.
The unglazed version. All right, everyone. Well, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You guys have a great week, and we will talk to you later.
Peace.
Bye.